It is time again.
For what?
Short and
scary. Yeah. Now with more shorts and scaries. More shorts and scaries.
Now, what do they call them? The short and hairies?
No, short,
the
short... What? Oh, short and curlies?
Short and curlies.
Why? Now with more
short
curlies.
Short and curlies.
Now with more curlies. So we decided to make Short and Scaries a little longer just because we love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the list, we've noticed like a lot of people are listening to it. So why not extend the fun? So today we are going to be talking about hikers, campers, and rangers share their eeriest experiences in the woods. And this is from Anuma Alien. Anuma Alien. Okay, this one is called A Perfect Circle. I was backpacking in Beartooth Wilderness in early 2000s with a good friend of mine. 3 days into the hike, we had only seen one other couple.
Mm.
On the third night, at about 4 a.m., nope. We were awoken in our tent to what sounded like screams in the forest, big guttural screams.
Wah.
You know where you never hear screams, Paula?
Behind a locked door in a home?
A hotel.
Hotel.
Yeah, but yeah, yes, you know where I was going. Obviously, we were freaked out sitting in the tent, not knowing what was out there. We started hearing what sounded like hail for about 15 minutes, followed by heavy footsteps
Ooh.
Near our camp.
No, that would freak me out.
Okay, if it's not really hailing and you hear hail?
Well, yeah, first of all, what is that? I mean, is that big footsteps? So is that a big hairy creature pissing all over your stuff?
Okay, so if you're in this situation, do you keep it zipped up or do you look out?
Oh no, I try to dig a hole in the ground and live in it.
Live in it! I love it! This is where I live now.
I'm now a hole dweller.
This is my home. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't join you.
Yeah, what would you do?
Part of me wants to look out. But I know curiosity killed the cat and could kill the short person.
If you had a gun with you, you could just start shooting through the tent.
But can you imagine if it was like a person?
I'd be like, sorry, you shouldn't be stomping around my camp at 4 a.m.
You shouldn't be acting like hail.
Guess you won't be doing that again.
No, I think I would do the same. I think I would like just curl up and pretend like nobody was in the tent. Because
yeah.
I wouldn't want... whatever was outside to realize that somebody's in the tent.
Yeah, make sure your phone's off.
Right? Oh, God, can you imagine? Oh, my God. And what is... What's mine? Oh, God. Mine's a disco tune.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. I'm coming out. I'm what? Shut up!
I'm gonna die today. I just don't know what way.
Okay, so what did they do?
Okay.
So... in the morning, they said outside, slowly came to a halt. So I guess
okay,
it shut
okay.
up. In the morning, after not sleeping at all, we unzipped the tent to the creepiest scene. All around the tent were literally thousands of little pebbles.
That was the hail
that
noise.
That was the hail. That were not there the evening before. Surrounding the tent in a near perfect circle were 20 or so 150 to 300 pound boulders. My friend and I noped out of there, making a three-day hike into one, practically running the entire way in back to the
farm. My God, like what could have happened? So something, I mean, obviously there wasn't heavy machinery, so something lifted the huge boulders.
And like surrounded them.
Like, what does that even mean? Were they making a campfire? A giant campfire?
They're like, who? Nobody bought the grill? God damn it. And they left.
I love it when they come packaged in the tent.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm thinking, like, Bigfoot is the only thing that could lift up 150 to 300 pound boulders like nothing.
Usually they keep their distance, but this one's like...
They were like, they smell tasty. What is that, cucumber melon? They smell good.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Right. That was from I_hate_New York. I don't hate New York. They do.
If I camped in the wilderness in New York and that happened...
Right, I would hate
I New might York. Hate New York for a minute.
That's a
for
good
a
idea.
Minute. Now we're going to talk about a helpful stranger.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll be the judge of that.
When I was about 18, some friends and I took a road trip about 7 hours or so down to the...
Apalachicola?
Apalachicola.
Nice.
That's what we're
going to
call it.
Okay.
Apalachicola National Forest near Tallahassee, Florida. We were going to do a little car camping, drink a few ice cold Natty Lights.
Natty Lights.
You know, 18-year-old stuff. As such, we didn't want to be bothered by any park rangers, so we drove way deep into the woods.
Mistake number one.
Don't ever drive way deep into
with
the woods.
With Natty Lights.
And with Natty Lights, Jesus Christ. Got there, set up camp, had said Natty Lights, and a guy and I decided to go do a little exploring. So we walked about 100 yards from our site back to the main road, saw another path directly across from us, and started walking.
Remember when you were that age and had nothing to fucking do?
I know.
God.
Immediately, we started seeing signs that someone had lived there for a while. Big bags of trash, stuff like that. Should have been a huge red flag to turn around, but you know, 18. Nothing could hurt us. So we get to this campsite of an older white guy living out of his van.
Ugh.
Oh my God. Clothesline strung up, coolers placed around it, and a big gorgeous dog.
Oh.
I think maybe a golden retriever.
Okay.
Those are typically nice dogs.
Yeah.
We tried to back out, but he sees us and starts talking.
Okay.
He's friendly enough. Asks us where we're from, tells us about some cool spots to check out in the park. We end up chatting for 10 minutes and going on our way. Like, okay, it'd be funny if that's just like this
that's
meaningless
side story.
The end! The end, yeah,
it was
fine.
A great time.
It was totally fine.
That was, can you imagine? Like, you didn't know how to tell stories.
I know.
That would be it. And then I walked down the street.
And then we went home.
Oh.
I kept thinking to myself how odd it was that he gave directions in steps, not yards or miles. Guy always seemed to be off balance, not stumbling drunk, but like he was walking on a balance beam, swaying side to side. Oh, and he was super excited to talk about national parks and forests where we were from. Camping part over.
Okay.
We went back to our tents. Fast forward 2 months. Okay, this...
it's not written.
No, but it's interesting. Fast forward 2 months. Same buddy calls me late at night and tells me to turn on the TV to the news. I oblige. I see an old dude with a van. You see where this is headed, but I didn't. So I get pissed at my friend for waking me up. No, watch. And then I see the golden retriever and it all clicks. What the fuck? That man's name was Gary Michael Hilton, convicted of at least 4 murders.
Oh, you see?
Oh my God. He kidnapped and murdered a girl on Blood Mountain, Georgia, an older couple in the...
Who knows?
Pigot, North Carolina, and a girl in the Apalachicola at that campsite not long after we left. Yes, the very same places he had been talking to
us
about.
And he was,
about.
Like, leading them there.
Like, here's some nice places.
Here's some nice places to butcher you. I mean,
have a good night. Obviously, we called the cops. They put us in touch with the FBI. F is for Florida.
Oh, really?
That's so funny.
Florida Bureau of Investigations? That's a thing?
I know. And we get flown down to take investigators to the campsite, point out every spot we saw, where we saw anything, tell them exactly what he told us, and show them the places he described to us. I didn't find out until after the trial, but apparently they found what appeared to be partially destroyed human finger bones in an area near the site.
Oh.
And it's signed Dr. Jim Danger.
Mr. Danger, you were in danger, girl. Don't be walking out in the forest. Hey, that is the, I think, overall lesson for today's short and scaries.
Yeah.
Woods are fun. Follow the trail. Don't go by caves.
Stay by your car.
Get a hotel room. Order room service.
Camp during the day on Walmart trails that are well-traveled.
I thought you said Walmart trails. Like, they have trails.
I'm sure they have trails.
Yeah, just follow the hot dogs.
They all lead back to the store.
I know, right? All right, there is more Short and Scaries over at Patreon, so check us out over there, and we'll see you next week.
Bye! A lot of you already know that our Patreon just went live and we're so excited about it. But we also know that some of you are probably wondering, if I already get the podcast for free, why be a patron?
Well, if you're already enjoying the content we have now, being a patron can give you even more of the same and a few awesome extras, like another completely secret podcast that you get to help us produce at the $10 tier. Just saying.
Ask not what your podcast can do for you, but what you can do for your podcast.
You belong to us now.
Check out our $1, $5, or $10 tier, and $100 if you're feeling extra generous.
Your monthly donation can help us create more of what you love and allow us to plan for our dream of a cross-country tour so we can see all of you live and in person. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is, again, go to patreon.com/waitwhat
with 3 A's.
Or if you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, you know what to do.
Click the link in the bio.
Link in the bio.